Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Good afternoon and welcome to Swing Time here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. And by now, of course, you'll have bought all your presents, wrapped them all, sent all your cards out. You'll have put the Christmas trimmings up along with the tree, of course, and you'll have bought everything for the Christmas dinner. Fat chance, but thanks anyway for finding the precious time over the next 2 hours to listen to us here on Swing Time. From me, John Yule, and Martel Coates, who as usual will be along later in the programme. An album I've played nearly every track from since it was recorded at Trading B Studios in Palmaris, New Jersey in 2019 is the one we've just heard, which was led by the flautist Andrea Breckfield. Her affection for South American music must owe a lot to the number of years she was based in Venezuela. The track we heard is a somewhat familiar Antonio Carlos Jobim and Eugene John Lee's offering called Double Rainbow, and we heard Andrea Breckfield on flute, of course, Bill O'Connell on piano, Harvey S. on bass, Jason Tiemann on drums, and we also heard from the guitar of Roni Ben-Hur. I'd like a name like that, make me feel like Charlton Heston. The album we heard the track from is called Brazilian Whispers. Vocal legend Maxine Sullivan, from one of the many sublime albums she made towards the end of her life and career, an album called Love Always, recorded in New York in December 1985. Originally, this was recorded for the Japanese market and didn't become available in the United States and the UK for at least 10 years after the recording time. We hear, as well as Maxine Sullivan, of course, on vocals, we hear Dick Hyman on piano, Seldon Powell on tenor, Major Holly on bass, Mel Lewis on drums. And the number is most associated, I think, with the Nat King Cole Trio. Here's Maxine Sullivan, then, and it's crazy, but I'm in love.
Jump up at dawn, I shake up the sun, laugh like a loon, everything is fun. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I act like a fool, but what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sweep out the stars and chase that old moon, fall into bed just a humming a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in love.
Everything is fun, it's crazy, but I'm in love.
I act like a fool, but what do I care? I'll be a fool as long as you're there. It's crazy, but I'm in love. I spread my wings and then I fly all around the city. The world's my sweet potato pie, and I'm sitting mighty pretty. I sleep out the stars and chase that old moon, fall into bed just to hum a tune. It's crazy, but I'm in
the great Maxine Sullivan. Right, someone whose albums have increasingly impressed me over recent years is the bass player Dave Zinno. We're hearing an album next which was recorded in February 2017 at the Stable Sound Studios in Rhode Island, an album called Unisphere. With Dave we hear Mike Tucker on tenor, I think. We've got Eric Benny Bloom on the trumpet. We've got Leo Genovese on keyboard, Rafael Barreta on drums. And I think, yes, one of the band did actually compose this tune, namely Mike Tucker. Okay then, here's Dave Zinno and his lineup and a track called Goose and Blues. Thank you. And just to confirm, that was Mike Tucker on tenor that we heard there. This is Swing Time on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. My name's John Yule. Another singer who left her best work to the later stages of her career, along with Maxine Sullivan, was, of course, Rosemary Clooney, and in particular her 6-CD series of songbook collections. We're going to hear something from the Harold Arlen collection now, namely My Shining Hour, which has links by, lyrics rather, by Johnny Mercer, written in 1943 for the film The Sky's the Limit, starring Fred Astaire and Joan Leslie, and in fact it was the same score that One for My Baby originally came from. Backing Rosemary, we hear from Ed Beckett on guitar, Scott Hamilton on tenor, Jack Hanna on drums, Dave McKenna on piano, Warren Vacher on cornet, and Steve Wallace on bass. And this was why the one of these series, which wasn't recorded in the States, it was actually recorded at McClear Place in Toronto in January 1983. My Shining Hour from Rosemary Clooney.
This will be my shining hour, calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night. Like the lights of home before me, or an angel watching o'er me. This will be my shining hour.
Fine voice of Rosemary Clooney. An outstanding version now of the tune from the song Someday We'll All Be Free, composed by Edward Howard and Donny Hathaway, who originally released this as a B-side, but since then it's become something of an R&B classic. The album it is from, that we're playing anyway, is In What Direction Are You Headed, from the Joan Farnsworth Quintet. Emmanuel Wilkins on alto, Kirk Rosenwinkel on guitar, Julius Rodriguez on keyboards, Robert Hurst on bass, and of course Joe Farnsworth on drums. This was recorded on August the 31st, 2022, at the Sear Sound Studio C in New York City. Here it is then, the number which I think we will all be able to relate to, round about Boxing Day, Someday We'll All Be Free. Right, time on swing time for the gig guide now. And there's not too much happening this week as we wind down towards Christmas. But a reminder about a gig this evening, the Keith Peters Big Band will be appearing at 8.30 at the Farm Road Social Club. Jazz at the Lascar tomorrow evening features a duo comprising of vocalist Cleveland Watkiss and tap dancer Petra Haller. An interplay of voice and movement that connects past and present. So if tap dancing's your thing, get yourself down to the Lascar tomorrow night. The Big Swing at Cabanas tomorrow are presenting a regular vocalist that appears there, Tessa Smith with her band. A Lindy Hop background, a good stretch for the dancers tomorrow night. So if you haven't got your tap shoes for the Lascar, you can always put your pumps on for Cabanas. Chesterfield Jazz Club are staging their Christmas event tomorrow evening as well. Please note the change of day. It's Wednesday as opposed to the usual Thursday at the Old House at Chesterfield. Their Christmas spectacular featuring no less than Jim Mullen, possibly the area's favourite British guitarist. The Sheffield Jazz Association are not presenting any gigs over the Christmas period, but I did, intend flagging up now the first gig they have after the holiday period on the 4th of January, a Saturday, which is at the Sheffield Playhouse. Starting at 7.30, this is a duo presentation, a duo performance from two of the biggest names in the UK jazz scene, Tommy Smith on saxophones, of course, and Gwilym Simcock on piano, of course. I'm flagging that one up early just because of the holiday coming up. That's the 4th of January, a Saturday, at the Sheffield Playhouse, the former Crucible Studio. Two pianists for the price of one now, Eliana Elias and Chick Corea, an album called Mirror Mirror, recorded at the Yamaha Artist Services Studios at, or in New York City rather. This was released in 2021, and we're going to hear the Kenny Dorham composition, which has become near to being the jazz musician's optimum choice, especially here in the Sheffield area. We hear it a lot from local musicians. Eliana Elias, Chick Corea and Blue Bossa. Thank you. Chick Corea, who I think from memory comes out of your right-hand speaker, and Elaine Elias, who comes out of the other side. Right, and an album called The Intangible Between now, which comes from Owen Evans and the Captain Black Big Band. How's that for a title? Recorded at Sear Sounds New York in October, 1st of October, actually, of 2019. Pianist Owen Evans was born in Philadelphia in 1975, studied under Kenny Barron at Rutgers University, and then went on to work for Bobby Watson and Dwayne Eubanks. The band here provides a wonderful envelope for Sean Jones on flugel, an arrangement from Todd Bashaw, in actual fact, who is the band's alto player. A composition by Johnny Mandel and Paul Francis Webster that was written for the 1966 film An American Dream, starring Stuart Whitman and Janet Leigh. Here then, we hear from Sean Jones, as I said, along with Owen Evans and the Captain Black Big Band, and A Time for Love.
Thank you.
Wonderful playing, which we're from Sean Hughes, who we're going to hear a little bit more from. Sean Jones, who we're going to hear a little more from in a moment. Outstanding as that track is, I do have some reservations about this project. Some tracks feature examples of an alarming trend in the last decade or so to inject unconnected speech and vocal effects. A number of the arrangements don't always sound all that coordinated to me, not to satisfy my ageing ears anyway. But one of the better arrangements, in my opinion, now comes up, written and arranged by the trombonist in the band, Dave Gibson. The composer was Roy Hargrave. The arrangement is obviously by Dave Gibson. Solos, as I say, from Sean Jones. He's on trumpet this time, along with Stacey Dillard on tenor and Owen Evans himself on piano. A total of 20 musicians used on this session, usually in multiples of 9 to 18, and one number carries no less than 4 bass players. Here we go then with Owen Evans and the Captain Black Big Band, and this is called Into Dawn. Right, hopefully I'll be back with you next week at the usual time, and rather more than hopefully, it's a fair bet that Michael Coates will be taking over from me at the change of the hour. Just playing us out through to the end of the first hour of the show here on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM then, is Bobby Darin and It's Only a Paper Moon.
It's only a paper moon sailing over a cardboard sea, but it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. It is only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree, but it wouldn't be make-believe if